You ever hear him called anything else besides a miser?
Well, their type was.
They're about the same thing?
Uh-huh.
And when you use the word common about a person, what does that usually mean?
Well, it means they just have, as a rule, they're not mannerly, or they are just crude or something. They're common.
So it's really not a very complimentary term.
No, it's an uncomplimentary term.
Yeah. And let's see, if an older man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
active.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, now say that you were. Had children or something and they were out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
anxious or uneasy.
Mm-hmm. And a little kid might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm
afraid.
Mm-hmm. Is any other word you ever hear little kids
scared?
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you might say she isn't afraid now, but she isn't afraid now, but she...
She will be.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. Or you might talk to a kid, I don't understand why you're afraid now. You didn't...
You weren't.
Okay, well, let's see if I'll add.
I don't know.
You might say you were talking to a little kid who was acting scared. You might say to him, I don't understand why you're afraid now. You didn't.
Before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, just leaves his keys lying around anywhere, you'd say he's mighty
careless.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, there's talking about a person, you say there's nothing really wrong with him, but sometimes he acts kind of
peculiar.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might use there?
They use the word funny a lot of times. He acts funny, you know. But I don't. But that's a more or less a colloquialism. I don't know about that.
Uh-huh. Now, would you ever say he acted kind of queer there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Queer.
That means about the same thing as peculiar.
Mm-hmm. Peculiar, queer.
And if a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you might say to him,
he's stubborn.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you ever hear people say?
There are a lot of things you can use for that.
You ever hear words like pig-headed or bull-headed or?
Yeah, bull-headed, I've heard that. Mm-hmm. And big-headed. Both of them I've heard.
Mm-hmm. And say there's somebody you can't joke with without him maybe losing his temper, you say, he's mighty what? He's mighty
sensitive.
Anything else you might hear?
Touchy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad or irritated or something.
Mm-hmm. And say when somebody's about to lose his temper, you'd say, you tell him just
calm down.
Mm-hmm. And you've been working out very hard. You said, you told me you must still mowed your own lawn, didn't you?
Yeah, I mowed it the other day. That whole big, I did one in the back one day and the front the other.
That's a pretty good job.
It is a job, but I feel good when I do it.
You might say you've been out and you've been working very hard. You say you're very what? Very
tired.
Mm-hmm. And say if you were just very, very tired, you might say you were all
exhausted, all in. That's another expression, right?
And let's see. If you use wear out, you might say he was completely
worn out.
And if a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you might say that last night she just